Proclamation number 3298 of 18th of October, 1944. Fatherly love. Protection and help. I am ready for you at any time. Only a loving or pleading thought is enough for me to turn to you in order to listen to your needs or to make you equally happy with my love. And therefore you need never ever despair, for if I promise you my help you will not lack it, for my love will never cease. And if you work for me you will be under my special protection, for you are the executors of my will on earth whom I need because there are only a few of them. And therefore, despite many trials you will cover your course of life safely and successfully because I myself guide you by the hand and am around you in joy and sorrow, on cheerful and stormy days, and smooth your paths. For the task I have given you is of such great importance that it is to be carried out for the sake of countless souls which are in danger. And if an earthly child has declared itself willing to fulfill this task, it has also become, as it were, untouchable for the adversary who would like to destroy it in order to prevent my working on the erring souls. It certainly still has to struggle with earthly adversities and hardship, but nevertheless it is in possession of strength which also masters them. For this strength is now constantly flowing to it from me and the influx will not stop as long as it stays on earth. For I will no longer leave my children out once their will has freely and uninfluenced striven towards me. Once it has offered itself to work for me it will also remain my child forever, and my fatherly love will protect it in every adversity and danger. Yet I cannot completely relieve it of earthly suffering for its own sake. For it always has to stretch out its hands to me longingly so that its heart will open to receive strength, because this is a process which absolutely requires the human being's will itself and which can never take place without this will as long as the human being is not yet perfect. Thus the emanation of light and strength from me takes place directly. An uninterrupted working of love would indeed make this direct emanation possible, yet you humans on earth are not yet so permeated by love that you are absorbed in it. And therefore I still have to educate you to love. I have to let you participate in earthly suffering so that your heart will become capable of love, so that you will become purified. Yet my love will keep you all the more intimate, which you will never ever lose again if you want to serve me and call for your father as my children. Your call will not go unheard, and every prayer of supplication will give you renewed strength to master earthly life and also to mature spiritually. For the task for which I need you requires maturity of soul and also a firm will towards the world. And you will possess both if you are used to work for me. For the time of battle is still ahead of you. And I am preparing you for this time. Therefore you may also believe that you will receive the strength from me to then be able to carry out your ministry. And you may also constantly be certain of my love which truly guides you in a way that is beneficial for your soul and in accordance with my eternal plan. Amen.